If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Jesus teaches that the truest form of faith is the spoken word. But it cannot work when there is unforgiveness. Now, love is hindered when there is no love demonstrated to the outside nor the inside. Now, we're going to pick up on this next week, Lord willing. The Bible says you can't love me till you love you. So if you don't love you, you can't love me, which means you can't love God. Because you can't love God till you love me, but you can't love me till you love you. People who don't love themselves, this is an indicator of the lack of self-love. Now write this down, you note takers, and go over it in your mind over and over and over again. This is where God takes my training and my anointing and link them together. People who say, you like so-and-so more than you like me, that means they don't like themselves. How can you make an assessment of my love for someone else unless you're comfortable in your love for you? Your frustration is coming because you don't love you. And you want me to show you what you need to feel good about you because you don't know how to feel good about you. So you demonize my treatment of someone else because you don't love you. But if you loved you, what do you care how I treat someone else? Now watch how this works out. So what happens, because we lack self-love, then our faith dies. Which means our belief system will be seriously hindered because we don't love us. We can become theological, we can become pharisaical and even sadduceical, but we have no joy with it because we don't love us. We look at other people and we say, oh, I just can't seem to reach that person. You can't reach everybody. Why are you frustrated? Many of you are struggling with that with your children. They're adults now. You can't do anything. You're not a failure because your adult child has made a difficult decision. You feel like a failure. I don't know why I can't reach them. They made a choice, and the choice didn't include you. I asked God one day, who really sharpened my perception. I was walking on the beach several years ago. It must have been, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 years ago. And I walked on the beach and I said to God, I said, Father, I want you to take me out of this church stuff. I said, I get up and I tell the people what you want me to tell them and they don't listen to me. And he said, they don't listen to me either. That was the first time I felt sorry for God. Here you are, the master of the universe, stronger than Thor, mightier than the Hulk, greater than the Black Panther. And the people you made won't listen to you. I was getting upset because people in church didn't listen to me. When he told me that, my heart broke. I was like, wow, they don't listen to you. Man, I want you to think about that for a moment. Almighty God. The Red Sea parter, the devil kicker outer, can't get us to obey him. He can't do it. He cannot get us to obey him. I want you to think about that. He cannot make us believe him. How do you think he feels? Your child don't believe you, don't obey you, you beat him. Yell at him. Punish him. He sits right there and keeps blessing us. And we take his blessings and spit in his face. I don't care what you say. I'm still going to despise that person. I'm not going to encourage him. I'm not going to say bad things about him, but I'm not going to encourage him either. I don't care what you said. You said I should love them and bless them, but I ain't doing it because I don't want to. Because your word says live peaceably with all if it's possible. The if wasn't up to you. That verse has been taken out of context. It's not up to you. It's up to them. They're the ones who decide to declare the war, not us. We're told to bless them. How can he tell us if it's possible when we're told to give them water and give them food and buy them clothes? How can he say to us, live peaceably with all men if it's possible, and then tell us to bless them that curse you? No, brothers and sisters, we believe what's beneficial to us. And it's time to change that behavior right now. Or else we're going to wind up like the children of Israel, wandering in the wilderness. And you can't blame Moses. Come on, why didn't he stop and ask for directions? I hate that when people joke about it. People joke about that. Why didn't he stop and ask for directions? Because God told him they're going to wander for 40 years, and 40 is the number of judgment. Rain 40 days, 40 nights, 40 years of wilderness wandering. Jesus is in the wilderness for 40 days. 40 is the number of judgment. And God was judging them. Why? Because he knew, this is an important concept. He knew he could not change those people. So he killed them off and said, your children are going to enter in because they have different belief system. You are financially suffering because you want to. You say you want to be rich, but you really don't. You want God to miraculously put money on your bed at night or help you follow a Brinks truck that just opens up and the money falls out, like that guy in South Philly. You want that. Because God has given us a mechanism for financial success, and it's called giving. And we don't want it. We don't want it. We leave before it's time to do it. We leave when it's time to do it. Then go outside and say, Lord, I believe you're going to bless me. And the mechanics that he put here, we don't want them. Because we don't believe God can do it. And to be confronted with the truth is hard. But we don't believe. We really don't. You really don't believe that God can give back to you. You don't believe it. But through a slow series of events, through one situation at a time, he'll change your belief structure. So he presents us with a tremendous opportunity of belief. A tremendous opportunity of belief. And we're waiting until we get it to give it. And God's philosophy is give it and you'll get it. Now, you say, well, why are you talking about that with this sermon? Because it is the proof of belief. Giving is the proof of belief. It's the proof. We'll show you next week. Love and faith work together. When something you pray and ask for isn't coming, check your love, not your faith. because he said faith works by love. So with whom do you have bitterness? With whom do you have a grudge? Who has upset you, taken your position, came in with new policies and principles that you don't like? They've gotten down into your spirit. God even says to the husband that if you don't dwell with your wife according to knowledge, your prayers will be hindered. There it is again. If you don't dwell with your wife according to knowledge, nothing in your life is going to work. If you're a miserable husband, it's not because the devil's doing it. It's because you're not dwelling with your wife according to knowledge. See, we'll put it on the devil. The devil's trying to come in my home. No. Sit down and get to know your wife. And dwell with her according to knowledge. The point that God makes, brothers and sisters, is that everything in Scripture ties together to equal the positive result. Aren't you tired of just making ends meet? Aren't you tired of being so overjoyed when your paycheck comes instead of... I used to work with a guy. They came to him one day and said, Bill, you got to cash your checks. You're messing up the bookkeeping. He had 6 paychecks in his wallet that he had not cashed. Now us, we spend ours before we get it. By the time it comes, it's already, look, it's gone already. No, you should be living in a position where you are no longer relieved when your paycheck comes. But when it comes, you're like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm already living up here. Why are we still living the curse and we say Jesus died to redeem us from it? I'm going to show you next week how you can rise above it. And live the life that God wants you to live. A body life. A kingdom life. Father, I thank you for your word and thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus and how he came to give us life more abundantly. You do not want us to live in fear and despair, but you want us to live in faith, to believe that everything you say can and will come to pass. Father, in Jesus' name, stretch forth your hand. And bless your people today to see you as you are and not as our understanding has you. Fear, darkness, disappointment are all from the enemy, but we want to step into light, courage, and faith. Help our belief system today to change in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him a hand of praise.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6418P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.